Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Today we are diving deeper into intuitive eating. You might hear us say the abbreviation IE, that stands for intuitive eating, and we've talked a lot about this topic, the subject, theory, whatever you want to call it, and it's based around a book. So today we're going to go over 5 of the 10 principles of intuitive eating. This is going to be a 2-part episode, so you'll hear 1 through 5 today, and then next week you'll hear the next 5. In addition to doing this overview of the principles, we invite you to join us for a March book accountability club, whatever you want to call it. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to, as a group, read through the intuitive eating book, and each week we're going to have ways for you to implement this practice into your life, and we'll talk a little bit more about it at the end of the episode. All right, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Why are we so fascinated with this topic?
That's a really good question. And I think it has to do with being really tired of the diet world. And this has just been so refreshing and has made so much sense. You know, when things just kind of like work out in your life, like things come into your life at the right time. That's how I feel about intuitive eating, because I have started using the principles without really even knowing about it. And I think that's why it's been resonating for me personally.
I agree. I think in today's industry in nutrition and fitness, I think we are kind of leaning more towards this type of eating, if you will. I think consumers are becoming more aware that diets don't actually work.
I do agree. I think it is sort of moving in that direction, but I think the vast majority of people are still getting into the cycle of dieting or just thinking that they need to diet. By the way, I have to say something. Over the weekend, I was around some people that I'm not usually around, and this guy had said that someone said, oh, you look great. And he said, yeah, like, thanks. I've been doing something, whatever. I didn't hear what he said. But he said, you know, yeah, if I want to lose any more weight, I'm definitely gonna have to start running. And it's like, why do people always think they have to run? Like, that's like the one thing people just think, like, I have to run.
Did you have to just bite your tongue about, actually, there's a million things you could do other than running, let me tell you.
Exactly. I was like, Lauren, just sit there and smile.
That's too funny. This kind of reminds me, because I was at a training this weekend, of course, surrounded by fitness people. I feel like nutrition and dieting and that topic always comes up. But people in that field particularly, I find, always use the term clean eating. And as a dietitian, I guess as a human, an anti-diet person, that word drives me crazy. Because let's be real, clean eating, it's a diet. It's a diet in disguise. It's just with a looser term around it.
Yeah, I think some people think of it being synonymous with like healthy eating, but healthy eating doesn't have rules to it. Whereas I can think of like some specific things that are clean and things that are not clean. So clean eating, at least to me, definitely has rules. Therefore, it's a diet.
I think that's a great segue into our first principle of intuitive eating. So when we go over these, when we talk about principles, we've been kind of been throwing around the word rules. We want you to get away from the word rules and think principles. This is a practice. It's not a hard and fast, this is what it is. They're more, I guess you could say, theories, ideas. So rather than rules, I want you to get that word out of your head, and we want you to think about mindset. Intuitive eating is a practice. It's a mindset. It's a shift in your way of thinking and how you look at food and your relationship with food. The first principle is reject the diet mentality. So what we mean by this is almost like get angry. Get angry at all the diets that you've ever gone on. Try to just get rid of those books, those ebooks, any programs you've downloaded that revolve around a diet. Get rid of that mentality and hope that all diets work, because that's not the truth.
Yeah, this has to be the first mental shift that you take to make intuitive eating work for you, because if you have even like a shred of if there's any part of you that thinks that like, oh, well, I might go back on a diet or, oh, diets like, oh, but this new diet might work for me, then intuitive eating isn't going to work for you. So I think rejecting that diet mentality is like that first step. Once you accept and realize that diets don't work, okay, now what?
Right. If right away you're thinking about, you have that but in your head, but what about this, but what about that, then you're probably not ready mentally for this shift. The truth is that 95% of all diets fail, and most people will regain their lost weight within 1 to 5 years.
So I just started reading the book, and I just thought it was so crazy. I've heard this before, but the one way to know that someone is going to gain weight is to ask if they went on a diet, which is such a paradox. Like, so we know you're going to gain weight if you went on a diet in the past. Like, that is just, it's upsetting. And that's what this first principle is really about, is like you said, like getting angry, getting like pissed off that, okay, so I've been fed these lies about, oh, if you diet, then you'll lose the weight forever. Like, that just simply is not true. So the second principle is honoring your hunger. And what this comes down to is realizing that hunger is a biological, innate thing that we experience. You know, you have to have hunger and you have to eat as a human, duh. Whenever I was reading about this and learning about this, I was thinking about it, of course, from this perspective of a mom, and how with Sammy being a toddler, you know, I am happy when she eats well and I worry when she doesn't eat well. And somewhere along the line, we shift from that sort of like mentality, or we don't have to, but unfortunately, a lot of us switch from this mentality of like, oh, we know we need to eat really well to grow, to no, I need to eat as little as possible. So that's the concept that, you know, you have to restrict your food to look a certain way or to be happy, really. That's just not true. And that's the second principle, honoring your hunger, is all about kind of getting back to these basics, that you have to start learning when you're hungry and respond to those signals in your body.
One way you can implement this principle, and it's something that we're really going to dive deeper into our group, our Facebook group, is using what's called the hunger scale. So from a scale of 1 to 10, you know, identifying where you are on that scale, how hungry you are. And really the idea is to respect the feeling of hunger. Don't fear it. Just because you're hungry doesn't mean, it's not a bad thing. You shouldn't be afraid of being hungry before your next meal, or the dieter's mentality would be, I'm hungry, but I can't eat. It's not time, quote unquote time, or I don't have whatever's on my diet in front of me to eat.
Another piece of this too is when we ignore our hunger, then we get excessively hungry and we are more likely to eat more. And that is really where I am at in my life right now, because I'm nursing and burning or using so much energy to nurse. I am having to relearn, like, I'm going to be hungry a lot sooner than I expect. So I have to kind of preemptively plan my meals and have stuff on hand so that when I do get that natural cue that I'm hungry, most of the time I'm like, seriously, I'm hungry again? But I know, like, number one, if I don't eat, then I'm going to get excessively hungry and excessively cranky. And also that it's natural for me to be more hungry right now because of what's going on in my body.
Our third principle is to make peace with food. Now, I don't know about you, but the first time I heard this principle, I thought, that sounds weird. It sounds like this is some religion or ritual, like you have to look at your food and talk to it. But if you think about it, I mean, there's so many emotions that are tied to eating. I see this every day in my overweight and obese patients who, I mean, obviously they wouldn't have this issue if they didn't have some sort of mental connection to food, right? So giving yourself unconditional permission to eat. Now, I think the key word here is unconditional, right? No matter what is going on, no matter how you are feeling, you give your body and your brain permission to eat. Because what happens when we constantly deprive, restrict, we get into that mindset of deprivation, which then leads to cravings, which I feel like most of our listeners leads to binging. And as you know, we've talked about this with the dietitian we had on, Casey. Binging isn't a good thing. That would be considered disordered eating.
And the step after binging is guilt. So there's just this whole cycle of just suckiness. I mean, it's just we want to get as far away from that as we can. And unfortunately, I think, you know, people kind of jokingly talk about binging, maybe around alcohol, or not binging on alcohol, but binging on food because you're drunk. And it's kind of like, oh, ha ha, yeah, me too. Or, oh, ha ha, I ate a whole thing of brownies. Ha. But there is a lot of seriousness behind it. And for me, it's more like, why we don't want to live in this constant state of restrict, binge, guilt. Like, that is just a sad place to be. So the idea is that if you can make peace with food and really just take some of the emotion out of it, then you'll be one step closer to intuitive eating.
I think of this principle when in certain social settings, like, for example, I snack a lot. I eat a lot. I eat like all day. That's just my style, my way of eating. But I found myself not being in an office anymore. I'm in front of people all the time, catching myself in this mindset like, oh gosh, I'm eating again. Like, maybe I shouldn't pull out my snack because I'm eating and it was just lunchtime, right? And I ate with all these people. But getting away from that mindset, like, no, if your body says you're hungry, it doesn't matter what's going on around you. If you want to eat, and if your body's telling you, then honor that feeling, eat. It sounds way more simple than it is, but I hope you guys are starting to get the picture.
No, I totally agree with that. Like, whenever I'm at like a family party or something and we're going to have like a big meal, I'm not a huge like big meal person. Like, I'd rather, like you said, I'd rather eat smaller things throughout the day. So it's like, I will eat all day, and but sometimes I can't. You know, if you're at a party or something and there's not food out, it's like I'm the one that's like, when's the food coming out? Because I haven't ate in 3 hours and girlfriend needs a snack. And as we go through these principles, you're probably already thinking about how, if you were to adapt these principles, how they would affect you. And that's what this Facebook group is going to be about, is really implementing these principles into your life. So right now we're just kind of going over what they are, but it's going to be hard for a lot of us to change our mindset around food and our mindset around dieting, because it might be the only thing that we know.
I think that's part of the reason why we want to do a Facebook group, because it's a practice. We can't just tell you these things and you implement them and you're doing intuitive eating overnight. Like, this is something that I feel, me personally, clients, friends, whatever, you almost have to be surrounded by it constantly. Immerse yourself every day at least a little bit to practice until the point where it becomes a habit. I'm actually listening to a new book right now called The One Thing. I think that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. But it talks about how it, you know, diets and things will say it takes 21 days to create a habit. And actual studies show that it can take anywhere from 12 to 60 days to instill a habit, depending on what it is and who the person is. I thought that was crazy because I've heard 30 days, but 60 days. And it kind of makes sense. Oh, that's why things don't always stick. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so our fourth principle is challenge the food police. So if you've been in this diet mentality for 10, 15 years, 20, 40 years, whatever it may be, you probably have a pretty aggressive food police in your own mind. The food police might tell you that you need to be limiting your carbs, that eating after a certain time isn't good. I mean, there's 1,000 rules that we probably have all followed or tried, and this principle is all about asking why to this food police, or really saying no to.
I think this principle is critical when it comes to practicing. I mean, you have to drive out those thoughts, because those are your limiting beliefs that stop you from doing intuitive eating, of having that idea that this food is good, this food is bad. You have to remove those labels and look at all food as neutral. Food, it's not good, it's not bad, it's not medicine, it's not poison. All food should be looked at on a neutral space.
Now, hearing you say that, like, no food is good and no food is bad, like, having those labels is hurtful to our mindset around food. How do we not then fall into eating all unhealthy foods? So maybe someone's thinking, okay, well, if I were to truly follow this, then, and there's no labels on food, then I would just eat unhealthy food all the time. So what's your response to that?
My response to that is that if you truly want to eat Cheetos and cookies all day, then, I mean, you're not where you should be, right? I think you're not in that mindset yet, because the reality is no one can eat Cheetos and cookies and still feel good all day. So that kind of goes back to, you know, listening to your body, honoring the feelings that your body has physically, mentally. So I think you have to get to a place, not saying you have to eat vegetables, but I mean, we all can agree, but when we eat a variety of foods, we feel better than if we eat not, I'm trying to get away from using the terms healthy and non-healthy, but when we eat foods like that, we don't feel as good, right?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And okay, Katie, so last principle, what is it?
Fifth principle is respect your fullness. Observe the signs when you feel comfortably full, right? We all know that feeling of fullness after Thanksgiving or after a big meal out where you just feel bloated, uncomfortably stuffed. So this is, you know, honoring the fact that you're full, you're comfortable, and again, almost being at peace about that, starting to kind of increase your awareness at mealtime. You've heard us talk about that mindful eating piece. This is where you would start to implement that and, you know, really think about that towards the end of your meal.
Yeah, I have a couple points here. Number one, in our March Challenge Facebook group, we'll definitely be talking about mindful eating and slowing down when you eat and sitting at a table and using the hunger scale and all of those techniques. But also, I wanted to say about this specific principle that understanding when you're comfortably full, I think, is really hard for people because they don't slow down in their meal. But I think also telling yourself, like, I can eat more later is so essential, because we generally stuff ourselves because we're out to eat and we're paying for this meal, so we want to enjoy it as much as we can. But I think reminding yourself, whether you're out or you're at home eating, I can always eat later. I can eat right before I go to bed. I can have a snack later. Like, I always have another chance to eat, so I don't need to stuff myself right now.
On the flip side of this too, trying to get to that mindset where understanding that overeating doesn't necessarily mean failure.
So true.
This makes me think of when we go out to eat for Mexican with our friends. Like, I always overeat, right? I always overeat on the chips and salsa, but I don't feel bad about it because I was there enjoying my time with friends, enjoying the food that I love, and yeah, eating more than I probably needed. But, you know, I've definitely been to a place, because eating Mexican has been a constant in my life. I've definitely been in a place where, you know, I went out to eat with friends and then just, oh my gosh, felt so bad. I can't believe I ate that whole meal. I didn't have any leftovers. I basically had a meal of chips, right, and going down that dieter's mentality hole.
I can relate to you there, definitely, obviously, with Mexican, but whenever you are distracted eating at a party and you, like, stuff yourself and you're like, oh my gosh, how did that happen? I was distracted and I didn't even, like, realize that I was eating enough to stuff myself. But once again, you can't think, like, I cannot believe I did that. I can't believe I should know better. Like, you have to stop yourself from going down that rabbit hole and just brush it off.
Absolutely.
So I've talked about in the past that I started kind of developing this intuitive eating approach to eating around being pregnant with Sammy. And I think the reason is because my stomach and my appetite completely changed with her when I was pregnant with her. And I would get, like all pregnant women or most pregnant women, I would get full really fast. Really the entire time I was pregnant, my stomach was really uneasy and I wasn't used to that, and I would get really full. So I had to start eating even smaller meals and more frequently, and it forced me to listen to my body. It forced me to ask myself, am I full, so that I could eat later. And I got into more of that habit of not, I mean, I hardly ever would like eat too much because I was so in the habit of listening to my body. So hopefully it doesn't take someone getting pregnant to do this. But if that's the case, that's the case.
If you guys are still listening and this is kind of almost freaked you out, it's okay. We totally understand intuitive eating can be scary. The idea of letting go and removing the restrictions, I mean, so many fears can go through your head. Fear of failure, fear of gaining weight, fear of losing control, you know, but that's why we want to create this group and have you guys go through this together so that we can really build a group of women. Men, if you're listening, you're more than welcome to, but create a group of support where we can really practice this together, have some good discussion, and implement this.
Yeah, and along with the Facebook group, we'll also be talking about other mind, body, body image, self-love, all of different practices to kind of wrap this into your whole life, not just about eating. It'll be a lot about nutrition, but we'll also talk about different practices that you can do that will also help you kind of tune into what's going on inside.
Think Mindful March. Stay tuned to our Instagram where we will post the link for you guys to join. If you're already on our email list, if you've downloaded that free ebook at tinyurl.com/fitfriendsmealprep, don't worry, you'll get an email from us with the link to join. And if you have a friend who you think might find this episode interesting, or maybe you'd like them to join the group with us, be sure to share this episode. All you have to do is click those little buttons on that podcast app and click share. You can send it in a text message, send the link, and we'd love to get as many people as we can in this group and really create an intuitive eating movement. All right, that's it for today. We'll talk to you next week with our remaining five principles. Have an awesome week. Bye.
Bye.